Carrie, we spoke last week about Lana's presence here and the fact that you probably get the opportunity to have a chat to her about perhaps next year. That gone a step further now. There's been some positive feedback as far as her spending some more time here, isn't it?
Yeah, look, we're, you know, she's hoping to have an answer. She and her agent are hoping to have an answer to us the first week of April. The signs are really positive, you know. Maybe we're a little bit optimistic. We're thinking right now the chances are 70-30 that we'll get her. You know, the deal that's on the table is an eight-week contract. So, I mean, from our perspective, that would just be monumental. I mean, she was just such an injection to our program. She was the consummate, you know, teammate, an unbelievable star on the court, you know, and embraced the city. I mean, she loved it here, you know, and, you know, like I said before, you know, second practice, she's calling the girls by their nicknames. And hopefully, you know, hopefully we'll have her signed and then we'll see her in the Opals World Challenge. That would be huge for women's basketball in this city and huge for us and for the World Challenge.
How do you put piece together a team with all that in mind? I mean, do you allow for the Alana factor first and then start putting your side together, or have you got that side sort of pretty awesome?
In the perfect world, I mean, you know, our focus has been putting together a slightly different team. You know, we've built it around Lauren. I guess this would be, we want to put together a talented young team and have AB as that injection, you know, and plan for the fact that we've got her for 8 weeks, that some of the other younger players that we're trying to recruit would benefit immensely from her involvement in our team, that they could practice against her every day, play with her for 8 weeks, and then one of them gets a chance to slot into her starting spot. So, you know, if I'm a young, talented, you know, 19 to 23-year-old that wants to be an Opal and a pro, I know where I'm signing. You know, I mean, that would just be, you don't get that opportunity every day. And certainly not when you're playing in this country. So I think from what she can do for our team, from her marketability, from what she can bring to our team as far as recruits go, it's just, it's ticks in every box, you know. So will we have to fill a void when she goes? Yep. But are we used to that? Yep. You know, so I think it's, there isn't a losing situation if we can get it done.
You're going to have four of the best sides in the world here during this challenge series. I mean, is that an opportunity for Cary Grant to go outside the Alana Beards and perhaps even look at others there? Is there any other players in those sides that you'd perhaps like to sit down with?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. It's a chance to, you know, reignite the rapport and relationships you have with some of those international players and to put the feelers out again, you know, from like, oh yeah, it was cool playing on Graffy's team, or it was, you know, yeah, like Australia, might like to come here at some point down the track. And, you know, as always, it's a matter of, you know, how much we've got to spend, and that's the biggie. We can't compete with the you know, European dollar or the Korean dollar, but we can certainly get someone at a different level that's prepared to come for a short amount of time for a life experience, you know, someone that just wants a change. And I think there's always that opportunity that we're always in the market. We're always out there saying, how can we improve our program? How can we get better, both on and off the court?
With the challenge coming up, what are Basketball Australia's goals for this event?
You should ask Basketball Australia that. No, I'm joking. No, look, I think, you know, I'm working for Basketball Australia on to help promote the event, you know, and that's something that's one of my passions is, you know, certainly my passion first and foremost is to coach the game, but to help promote the game so that I'm in a situation where I can be a better coach with more resources. And, you know, for me, I mean, I get goosebumps talking about the Opals World Challenge. It doesn't get better than this in women's world basketball. I mean, you're talking, you know, three of the top six nations in the world in women's basketball. The gold medal game from the past two Olympics. You know, as Lauren said, the you know, there's so many Canberra Capitals things related to this event that it's not funny, which is great. And I think that's a statement about the city, about the media, about how it's embraced women's basketball. And you know, I think that got, you know, my goal involved in the promotion and media and marketing of the game is that we get sellouts, that we sell it out, and that everyone in Canberra goes, wow. We love our Capitals, they're great, but look at this. This is, excuse the language, shit hot. I mean, it seriously doesn't get better. So I think that is the thing, that sell it out and people walk out of that venue and go, wow, these women can play basketball. That's a great sporting event.
Importantly, it's focused on juniors as well as the fan base in having day games on Monday?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the school's day on Monday is a great opportunity for kids and as a school excursion to come and watch international sport. To, you know, off the back of the Commonwealth Games, if kids didn't get to go to see that, they get to come and see international basketball. And, you know, I'd be taking a sickie on that day if I'm an adult and come and watch China and USA. I mean, that's a good day off to me. But it's huge. I mean, you get the quality of the basketball is Olympic standard basketball at the highest echelon.
I think Cardi might catch you having that sickie.
Yeah, he might. Well, I can claim that I'm working. I'm there, you know, helping promote the game or something.